2015 marks the 10-year anniversary of the show, and since we haven't been doing new episodes, I'm going to be putting up some Aristo bits that span the life of the show. These are going to be short clips of the funnier moments we've had over the last decade. Most of these shows are not available anymore on the site. They're all locked away in our archive, gathering dust. So this is a good opportunity to hear stuff you either haven't heard in a long time or ever. The first two bits come from one of the first shows we ever recorded in September 2005. It's with the original cast of the show, so it will be Derek, it's me, Eric, and Pat talking. The first bit is called The Bad Book, and it's a good example of us just getting the giggles and not being able to talk. And the other is called Pedophile Darth Vader. You can imagine what that's about. If you have any requests, you can submit them online. All links are on aristocratsradio.com. I'll be putting up more in the future, so be sure to subscribe to whatever podcast software you use. Enjoy.
All right, we got another story here.
Ooh.
Author weaves violence into kid's book.
Now this, I heard about.
I haven't read this except for the first sentence, and it made me laugh. The first sentence of the story is, as children books go, this one is a bit of a departure. Depictions of children running across a busy road with their eyes shut and a boy setting fire to his head.
What? Setting fire to his head?
Setting fire to his head.
What, is this what actually happened, or is this...
This is a kid's story.
Oh, God.
It's called The Bad Book.
Yeah, I'd say so.
By Andy Griffith.
What? Shut up.
It's not actually Andy Griffith, though, is it?
Andy Griffiths.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, yo.
Starring Andy Griffith. And Ron Howard with his head on fire.
And Don Knotts
as the driver.
Hey, Andy.
So
why is your head on fire?
Hey, can I set my head on fire too?
On his website.
Or am I just going to stand here and get cancer?
On his website, Griffith.
Jesus Christ.
Judy.
Giggity.
All right.
On his website, Griffiths defended his book, saying it is a hilarious and irreverent collection of cautionary tales and violent demonstrations that serves as a warning to children and their parents anywhere. So, you know, it's just to demonstrate how not to set your head on fire.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Because there's thousands of ways, literally.
So he had all these pictures of children killing themselves and going, what can I do with this?
I got it.
Well, on one page of the book, a child says to his mother, Mummy, can I run across this very busy six-lane highway with my eyes shut? To which the mother replies, well, I don't know. Why don't you go try it, son?
Does it really say that?
No.
Oh,
a child later runs across the road with a picture of him getting hit by a car.
Oh,
we gotta get this. Go on Amazon.com.
Oh, my
Another
God.
Another page of the book states...
I almost spit my beer out.
Another page of the book states, Little Willie took a match...
This guy should be canonized.
Another page of the book states...
You got news to read, come on.
I'm not even drunk. Another page of the book states, Little Willie took a match and set fire to it.
I can't even get it out.
Set fire to his head. Said Little Willie as it burns. Soon I will be dead.
What's it again? I didn't hear the last part.
Little Willie took a match and set fire to his head. Said Little Willie as it burnt, soon I will be dead.
Oh my God.
This guy.
Oh my God. Where did this guy grow up?
Australia.
Figures.
South Australia.
Oh God.
This guy's a god.
We gotta get this book.
We do.
Oh shit.
The Bad Book, it's called, by Andy Griffiths.
Soon I will be dead.
Oh.
That is great.
Oh, man.
Just read that last rhyme again.
I want to invite that guy over for dinner.
Yeah. Make him a nice seafood dinner.
Just read that last rhyme.
Little Willie took a match and set fire to his head. Said Little Willie, as it burnt, soon I will be dead.
Jesus Christ.
It's really a lesson in life.
Yeah. Don't play.
Mummy, can I run across this very busy six-lane highway with my eyes shut? Well, I don't know, son. And whammo. He's roadkill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Well, at least I ate dinner that night.
Yeah.
We got more news?
Yeah, we got a story here about a judge.
A judge.
He was a judge in Camden, and he was arrested.
New Jersey?
Camden, New Jersey. Anyway, he was arrested. Yes, he was arrested for child pornography, and he traveled to Russia to engage in sexual acts and videotape them with a young Russian boy. And police raided his house and found a treasure trove.
Treasure trove,
so it says in the article, of child pornography, mostly young boys under 12.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Engaged in sex acts with men. And literature from NAMBLA.
Ooh.
The North American Man Boy Love Association.
Ah, nice.
You must get special discounts.
Yeah.
At some seedy hotels.
He's a lifetime member.
He's a gold member.
Yeah.
You think they have gold members?
Let's ask.
I'm a platinum card.
I'm a platinum NAMBLA.
He has like a NAMBLA visa.
Every dollar spent at Toys R Us is 2 points. And he redeems his points for various...
You get a 20% discount at Gymboree. You can stay one night for free at a Days Inn.
He gets a nice wall clock.
Yeah.
A NAMBLA wall clock, huh? Come on, keep it going, folks. Keep it going.
Oh, no, it's a nice quartz clock.
Instead of a grandfather clock, it's a grandson clock.
It's a grandson pantsless clock.
Wow.
Yeah, so he went to Russia 3 years ago to videotape himself having oral sex with a teenage boy. Jesus. And so the twist in this story is that the judge was a Vietnam War veteran who, in a life-or-death struggle with a Vietnamese soldier, his M16 rifle went off and shot off his leg, his testicles, his bladder, and I think a lung.
It's amazing they missed the penis, though.
I think his penis is shot, too.
It is shot.
Yeah.
But you just said that he was videotaping having oral with
He was performing the oral, I assume.
Oh, wow. That's more disturbing.
The defense is arguing that his loss of virility after Vietnam inspired him on this quest to have sex with young boys.
Lifelong so quest.
To
I know, right?
To restore his lost virility.
How is he still alive after all that?
I guess he's more machine than man now.
He's more machine now than man. Twisted and evil.
Yes.
Yeah, having sex with boys.
Having sex with little Russian boys.
He's more machine than man now. Giving oral to young teenage Russian boys with tight, tight white asses and glistening penises.
And coming in their babushkas.
Oh, no.
He's more machine than man now, puncturing their intestinal walls, flooding their systems with poison.
Oh.
I mean semen, of course.
Panty poison.
Licking their balls constantly.
So, yeah, I guess he's... If you only knew the power of the bench.
If you only knew the power.
If you knew, only knew the power of the superior court judge. Boy, come here. Let me ejaculate into your babushka.
My babushka.
Into your babushka.
Not my babushka. My mama gave this for me.
I have no penis.
Smell my finger.
Little Russian boy, in my quest to regain my lost virility, I require your assistance.
You must shit on my chest.
Lie back.
And whistle.
Turn off the lights. Take a deep breath and relax.
Kind of like this.
Let me pinch my corn loaf between your nipples.